Hey everyone. So today we are talking again to Flirty Girl for the second time and so excited that she's back.
Yay, Flirty Girl. No, we love you, Flirty Girl. You're the best, Brooke.
And she's great because I feel like sometimes I'll go to say something during an episode and then she'll rephrase it and I'll be like, yes, that's exactly what I was trying to say, because I guess she just knows her shit so much that she's awesome. So I guess we'll just get to it because it's a good conversation and there's even nothing to preface it with because there's just so much good information.
And you will learn a lot.
Yes, you will definitely learn a lot and it's fun.
Enjoy, guys. Back with Brooke, the flirty girl.
Yeah, our flirty girl.
Our flirty girl. Brooke?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. So good to have you with us again.
I missed you guys.
You sound like such a professional.
Yeah.
I missed you guys. I love you guys.
I just constantly like to. I know we missed you too, and we love you. And, you know, we talk about you all the time because
Thank you. You
have definitely enhanced our sexual experience.
I love
you. So thank
you. Oh my gosh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Goals met.
Yes, absolutely. And you were, you know, we popped our sex toy cherry because of you. So,
you know,
that was fun.
I would just like to say, I don't know that I realized that the cock ring was your sex toy. That was how you were losing your virginity. Because that's not always my starter toy. So I'm glad that worked out for you guys. It's like my second toy recommendation. But it's not usually my first. So well done.
What is the first?
Usually I recommend like a nice, just really effective clit vibe, you know, like something that I have a couple of them that I love. There's one that's like a necklace, and we could totally talk more about that. That's metal, and it like heats up to your body temperature. It's so awesome. And you can wear it on date nights, which is so cool. And then there's another one that kind of curves to your pelvis. It wraps kind of around, so it hits all these different spots. And you can kind of try to get that one to be hands-free if you're in a missionary position because it curves to you so well. So it's kind of like a cock ring-esque because you have your hands free. But it's straight up. Like, they're not fancy, you know? Like, they do one thing. Vibrate your clit.
Well, I'm liking this because I feel like it can be used with Adam, or Adam doesn't have to be there.
Correct. I often
found that with the cock ring.
Oh,
because it vibrates.
Are you using it without him?
A little bit.
Are you?
I mean,
I want to be there.
You are.
Yeah, bullshit. Brad Pitt is there.
Totally. Why is that the guy every guy goes to? Like, you're totally fantasizing about Brad Pitt. Like, that's the guy.
Because that's who Adam's fantasizing about.
Listen, I'm as straight as they come, but I can understand a handsome man.
Yeah. Oh,
and he's a handsome man.
Yeah, he is.
I would take one for the team, you know.
Adam, I just keep loving you more. It's not... My love for you.
So okay, so I put out a story, which I think you saw on Instagram. Yeah. First of all, the response to you coming back on was absolute positive. Everybody was just so excited. So I hope you're feeling a little bit like a
celebrity. I feel loved. I feel incredibly loved.
I hope so. I hope you are loved. Thank we you. Love you. So I put something out, and you know, first of all, you never know. I mean, obviously, you know that people are coming to you. Your audience is people who know that you are, you know, a sex toy you know, aficionado or whatever you want to say, are sometimes when I put out stories like that, I'm a little hesitant. I'm like, oh God, people are going to be like, wait a minute, I just thought this was like a marriage, you know, in Instagram account. You know, so you never really know the reaction you're going to get, but people get really fucking excited talking about sex toys.
Well, you know what? I think that doesn't surprise me necessarily because sex sells. Like, it just does. Everyone wants to have great sex. I mean, 99% of people want to have great sex, and toys are one of the best ways to do that. But I think the reason, I think what you're doing, you're opening up the conversation first. So you're making it like a safe place for people to react and like give their questions and POVs and concerns because you asked first. And that usually makes people feel much more comfortable, you know, and then they're willing to like spill their guts, but usually someone else has to make the first move. So you're just really.
Yeah. And I do think that marriage and martinis is definitely, if nothing else, a very safe and accepting place. And I think people sort of, you know, and for us too, I mean, we say things sometimes when I'm like, I'm sure there's going to be backlash and people being like, I can't believe they said that. And we just get such love. And, you know, so I think that there's like a mutual trust there to talk about this stuff. And I'm so happy about that. Because I do think that, as you said in the last episode and everything, that we have sort of, in some ways, a lot of the times forgotten ourselves as like sexual beings. And I, you know, it's nice to have that be part of your life. So
absolutely. It has to be.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. It's just not talked about, especially in the sphere of motherhood. Right. I mean, Adam, like you probably feel sexual all the time, right? Like you'd have sex all the time if you weren't, you know, unless you're like throwing up or something, right?
unless I'm naked and you're throwing up.
I can have sex while throwing up. Oh my God. There's the important videos for that. There's a fetish for everything.
You know, but I think for women, it's so different. And it is so challenging when we've been caretakers all day to our children and to our jobs and to the other aspects of our lives that we just can't find the bandwidth to feel like a woman versus, you know, a mom or a wife or a caretaker. And so it's really, I think it's so essential. I mean, so many moms are suffering in silence. So many marriages are just going down the tubes because no one's talking about it. So that's what you guys do. That's what you guys do really well, is bring up the taboos in marriage and relationships that nobody else wants to talk to. That's your secret sauce, I think, just from an outsider and from a listener, you know, and a follower. That's what y'all do really well.
That's exactly what we want to do. That's, you know, that is it. We want people to finally say what they've been wanting to say and to be accepted for it. So, So I did with the poll that I did, I asked people, obviously, first of all, had they ever tried a sex toy? And I was surprised a pretty big percentage have tried them. And a very big percentage of that, though, that population wants to try more. Yeah. So right there, you know, I think that's great. And it just shows that there, you know, we are all sort of wanting to incorporate other things into our sex lives to spice it up a little bit. And for us with the cock ring, not to like beat a dead horse, I know we've talked about it so much, and obviously we'd like need to move on to something else with, you know, sex toy wise, but that was, for us, it was such a simple thing to introduce. I always thought of sex toys as being so complicated. It was so fucking simple. And it just added something that, you know, mixed it up. And sometimes that's really all you need. Like, we don't need to go to, you know, like an insane place sexually to mix it up and find different pleasure.
You really don't. And I think that's what people get stuck on, you know, like it doesn't have to be complicated. It's pretty simple, you know, like, you know, clit, G-spot, pee in the V, pee in the ass. Like, you know, it's not all that hard. Mouth on a penis. Like, there's always, you know, it's not all that complicated. And the thing is the reason why the sex toy market, in my opinion, is so complicated or difficult is because there really are only a couple of ways to dress a monkey, right? And the problem is you go to these like really large corporate websites and you type in clitoral vibe, I'm not kidding you, we'll get 25,000 results on a brand, you know, like on a, you know, on a e-commerce site. It's like, how do you even shift through that? And that's what I'm saying. It's not complicated. Like, there are 25,000 clit vibes because there's just not much else you can do but vibe a clit to orgasm. So
yeah, no, that was the most amazing thing that you were like, you really are like the magical like sex toy fairy that like just one day the clit, like the cock ring and lube just showed up at my doorstep and it was like done for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have to chime in here because last time we spoke, I said to you, like, if I put this thing on, like, I'm going to be done in 3 seconds. And you reassured me, like, no, it restricts the blood flow and this whole thing, and it takes longer. And yeah, it does. And, like, extra, like, 20 minutes to That's 30 right. minutes of just fun, like, pure fun. And it does make you, like, so, guys, listen, just between you and me, there's no girls listening here. If you have a problem with, you know, making it happen too fast, this thing helps. It makes you last a lot.
And you know
longer.
Why? Well, thank you for validating that. I do try to speak the truth, but like every part of this. But I mean, here's the thing. We don't mind that you take longer because we've got this awesome clip vibe happening and we're coming and we're like, this is a great extra 20 minutes instead of like, oh God, I can't believe he can't come. Just get this over
absolutely.
With.
Like, cause I was like, just going to say, it's not like that.
Are we done? Yeah. It's not like that. So it's mutually beneficial, you know, like you last longer, but we want you to last longer. Cause I think I'm going to come again, you know, like, so it's a
good thing. I was skeptical of that. It did, you know,
yeah,
take long time, but in a good right. way.
Right.
So that was
because we don't really like it when you guys take a long time and we're not having fun. We're like, it's you
right.
just come or
and Adam and I do, I mean, we've tried a lot of things that we talked about before that didn't involve sex toys. Some of the things that we've really loved, some of the things that I haven't liked. And in some ways we vibe sexually, in some ways we don't. I'm a big bedroom talker. I love bedroom, like I love to talk, I love to hear talking, I love to hear, you know, I want to hear him, and he's not good at that.
I cannot believe that, because I've had like my biggest turn off in sex, this is probably shocking no one, but like you do not like, I'm loud, I like to talk, I like dirty talk, like how many curse words can we get in there, you know?
I like dirty talk
like
too.
Such a turn on. And then the silent guy. Like, if I cannot tell if you finished, get out of me. Mm-hmm. Like,
he'll give me like a few, like, you know, like pity moans at the end or something to let me.
Like, no, she always says to me, like, look, I need more talk. I need like to talk during, I want to feel it. Like, so I'm like, hey, how was your day today? Like, what'd you do? It just wasn't working. I didn't know what to do.
No, he doesn't know how to do that. So, but I guess what I'm trying to say is like, okay, I'm probably not going to get him really to talk. And if he does, I'm going to know it's forced.
Yeah.
So to find something that isn't forced, that you both like, that spices it up is huge.
It is huge. And
but you know what? Like when using, we can only talk about the cock ring once again because that's all we've used so far. But it gives you something to talk about, kind of naughty during sex. So it helps me if Danielle that verbal, you know, thing, because I'm talking about the cock ring and how much I like it and how much like. So it almost helps me do what she's looking for.
And figuring out how to use it together was fun too.
Yeah.
And like, we laughed a lot figuring it out because we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. And then we figured it out and it was like, we figured it out together. And
this is why I love the cock ring, because it is kind of a conversation piece, right? Like, it forces you guys to talk a little bit, at least either in bed or beforehand. And
usually afterwards, right? Like, I think in the aftermath of it, you're like, wow, that thing was awesome. Like, when are we using that again or whatever? Mm-hmm. And that's the bonding piece, right? Like, and I think that's what's absolutely so special about that toy. Again, not to beat a dead horse, but I think that's what was that's where my revelation kind of came from. Like, wow, good sex, orgasmic sex for me is bonding. Holy crap, that's cool, you know. And mm-hmm. I never had that before, and so yeah. But you know, look, maybe we're all bored of the cock ring at this point. I'm sure everyone's sick of talking about it. So, like, there are other toys. Like, there are, and I'm going to send you guys one because I'm so curious to see how, like, the next Yay. Phase goes for you guys. And that's the thing I talk about, that women need to build a sex toy wardrobe. Like, there's not just one thing, because if all you're doing is the same damn thing, you're going to get bored again, no matter how many orgasms you're having. Like, I did this mm-hmm. experiment once where all I did was use one sex toy for a month. And it was a sex toy that got me off so quickly, so effectively. Like, I had the biggest orgasms with it. I could go multiple times. And you know what? By the end of week two, I was like, oh God, really? Again? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and that's a toy I love, you know? It's like anything. If you eat too much, if you eat ice cream every day, you might get bored of it, you know? So you do need other things. And frankly, if you've had a bad experience with a sex toy, that should motivate you to try another one, you know? But it's not a one and done, like, at all. You don't have one pair of shoes. We don't have one pair of jeans, right? You know? And that's, I think, how we have to think of it. And to your point, I like toys that we can use on our own, because you know what? You know what's the best stress relief? An orgasm. When you can't have a cocktail, an orgasm is going to make you like your children more and your husband and all of that. So yes. That's what I think. So I'm excited for you guys to try the next one.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think we're both more than ready for the next thing.
Wait, what is the next thing?
Well, I think she's gonna tell us that, yeah. But not yet, right? Okay. You want to kind of wait on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, one question I asked, you know, what would you like us to ask Flirty Girl? What can we talk about? And I think this is a really important question, not just in sex toys, but in sex in general. But I guess, you know, concentrating on sex toys. If you have a partner who you know isn't really thrilled about trying sex toys, or you've brought it up and they seem uncomfortable, or you want to bring it up, or you want to incorporate into the bedroom, how do you do that?
Okay, so I approach it a very simple way. And Adam, I'm really interested in your thoughts on this. But the simplest okay. way that I think you do it is I think you basically show him a visual of what the toy is. And I always think it's best to do this when you're not with him. So, because then he gets to save face. So I think you leave the toy out on the bed for him to find when he comes home. I think you leave it like in the bathroom sink, like if he gets up before you do and like needs to brush his teeth. I think that you text a picture of it to him, or email a picture to him, or you Snapchat it, like however you guys talk during your day. Leave it on his car seat.
And does this go for, sorry, you keep saying him, but does this go for women, yeah, too, for any, husbands, any to their wives? Okay,
yes.
Both ways. Partner. Okay, whoever, or whatever it is.
Whoever is hesitant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a woman who's hesitant, you know? And then I think mm-hmm. you make it really clear, if you're going to physically show it to him or leave it for him, you put a post-it note on it and you say, are you up for trying this? I think it'd be really hot. You know, and then you're sort of giving him the opportunity to make a decision, right? You're also, or he, or she, you know, you're giving your partner that option. You're saving face. You're letting that person save face. And then you're giving that person a visual about what it might entail. And I think that's the most benign way to do it. And then if they come back to you and are like, usually the comment back, because the reason that people are hesitant is because it makes them feel insecure. It makes them feel like they're not enough. that they're not pleasing you, that they're not sexy enough. And that is ego bruising, because sex is such a vulnerable place for us. That if we feel like someone is saying you suck in bed, I need this tool to make it better, that is ego bruising for anybody.
Well, yeah, let me chime in because I agree with that. So look, if I came home and there was like a 15-inch dildo sitting in the sink, I would be like, what? Like, like I'm out of here, gone, goodbye.
Of course.
Like, I can't deal with that. So you have to know what your partner is into or what they want, or like, I think you have to work with that.
Well, I think you have to, I think that's a huge point. I mean, I gotta be honest, I don't sell anything phallic or really like, whoa, you know, like something that's like, oh my God, that would be like on a porn, you know, fringe porn thing.
Right.
Of course, if you know that's what your partner is kind of into and you guys have explored that in the past, and you know, go right for it. But yes, I think that's a great point, is you have to sort of tame it down a little bit based on some things that you guys have liked or talked about. And that's why usually if it's a first time, I recommend like a very simple clit vibe, right? Because it's unassuming. It's kind of, you know, it's not intimidating. But I think that you really do have to stroke the ego here before you can stroke anything else, because what you have to tell them is you're totally enough, but I am so turned on by you and I love having sex with you that I just think it'll be really cool to just take our sex to the next level, you know?
Yeah, and that's a great point.
I equate everything. I love analogies. Like, they help me so much. And I think visuals are helpful for people. You know, I equate sex toys to food, to clothes. Like, I think you can also say to your partner, like, think of this as this going out to a really nice dinner and eating like a crazy delicious meal versus like burgers and hot dogs. Let's just treat ourselves to a delicious meal. And if we hate it, then we hate it. But let's at least go to the restaurant.
I was going to say, it's interesting because, so we were, you know, a little bit, I asked about Valentine's Day too. And, you know, and we got a lot of replies from women, not as many from men, but, you know, I said, what would be the biggest romantic gesture that your, significant other could do for you? And I think you could probably easily guess what it was. Nothing complicated. There wasn't a lot of like, buy me jewelry or buy me across the board. It was all take the kids, help around the house, let me sleep a little bit. You know, maybe a few of them were like, buy me chocolate or write me a beautiful note or like pretty simple. That also doing something and putting your spouse or your significant other in a zone where you know that they're going to be sort of feeling closer to you and feeling appreciative of you and what you're doing, and you going out on a limb for them, then they might be more willing to be like, you know what, I'll try something for you too. I see everything you're doing to try to, you know, appease me and do what I want and help me in the ways I need to be helped. Maybe that's also how you need to go about it, to not just put the sex toy out there, but do it in a way that is, listen, I want to do things for you. And maybe we could try something together. Like, that's different that I want to try. Like, I think you need to go about it in a way that makes the person feel like, all right, well, we do things together and we do things for each other. And maybe I'm willing to try.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, there's so much to say about that. I think that timing is everything, right? I mean, if y'all just came out of your kids being sick, probably not the best time to like do it. Mm-hmm. But let's just say you guys had a really good chat one night, you know, or he brought you flowers for no reason, or, you know, whatever it is, like you guys just got through something really hard and felt closer about it. That's the time to introduce something, because you're already sort of in a more bonded place, right? And that thing about the Valentine's Day thing, I mean, women just want, we are turned on by being held emotionally. once we're held emotionally, we can be held physically and sexually. And part of that is those gestures, like those quote unquote gifts of time and effort that women want on Valentine's Day, they're personal. Like you could go to, any guy could go to CVS and pick up the stupid heart, you know, chocolate, or like go to a jewelry store and buy a pair of earrings. Now, do we like those things? Yes, but that didn't take a lot of personalization. You know, like that doesn't mean we're seen. That's pretty surface. You know, any guy could go out and do that. But when you're a partner, or, you know, woman, and when your partner knows what's tough for you and knows what you struggle with and knows the things that you just wish you could get a minute of relief from and comes in and does that for you, oh man, does that go far? Like,
that is such a turn on. That right there is the biggest turn on. Like,
oh, babe, you saw me, you helped me, you hugged me in action, you know, like you, wow, I feel closer to you because I feel like you understand me. Now I can be vulnerable with you.
So true. It's so true.
I'm going to turn you on right now. I'll be right back.
Where are you going? He's going somewhere. I don't know where he's going. Wait, are we supposed to pause? Am I supposed to stop? Oh, okay. I didn't know what was going on there.
Do you guys like have sex like after our podcast? Like, is that like a thing? You guys have
It all depends on, that's a big question from our listeners. Like, do you guys run upstairs after and like, you know, just get it on? I would say sometimes yes, because, you know, like it depends how we end it, because sometimes we end a podcast and we're like in a huge fight. So, you know, or sometimes we end it and we're like, wow, that was really fun. And we vibe really, really well. And now, you know, so it sort of depends, but or sometimes like today, like our son is downstairs right now, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it all depends. Ready? You know?
Ta-da.
Oh, Russell Stover's. Russell Stover's chocolates.
I, in a heart shape.
And there's one missing.
I went to CVS last night.
I thought you were going to say you went the day after Valentine's last year because you knew they'd be cheaper.
I went to chocolate last night. And all they have is their Valentine section set up.
Oh my God.
So I bought chocolates for
and
me
and
a
there's literally shape. One missing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Are you turned on, Danielle? Are you like getting wet at the moment?
See, wow. Let me tell you, nothing doesn't like Russell Stover.
Adam, I feel like you didn't listen at all. I feel like you tuned out.
To what?
Welcome to my world. So I think those are all such, oh my God, such good and important things. And like you said, you have to work with, you know, I've kind of come to the term, like, you know, to the place where I don't ask Adam to talk dirty anymore when we're in the bedroom, because it's just not his thing. So, but there are plenty of things that are his thing and we work with those, you know, or there's plenty of things that are my, you know, I said on the last podcast, I said, you know, anal sex. I hate anal sex. I hate it. I don't think that anything will change that for me. It's just, I hate it. But there are other things that I love. So I'm just not going to go that route. We don't need to. There's plenty of other things to experiment with together. And if you don't like something, there's no reason, you know, there's 100,000, I should say, other things to try. Well,
yeah. And if you're being forced to do or pressured to do something that you like actively do not like in bed, that is a serious conversation that needs to happen between you and your partner. But I think that one of like the best things you said there is you guys keep trying. Like, we have got to keep trying. And I think this is the part that people don't understand. There are so many fails in sex. And, you know, exploring other sides of your sexuality, like so many fails. And you have to just know that going into it. Like unfortunately, this may surprise some people, but there are no return policies on sex toys. Can't take them back. Sorry. Even if they're unopened, like cannot take it back. And if it doesn't work for you, it's not like you can try it on in advance and know, oh, that looks nice on me. You know, you can't. And so is it a crapshoot? Kinda. And, you know, that kind of sucks because they're not cheap. It's just, you know, it's a luxury, you know, it's a pleasure item. It's not a necessity. And so that kind of sucks. But hopefully it works for you. But if it doesn't, okay, hopefully you learn something from it. You know what? I'm not a click girl, or you know what? Don't like anal beads, whatever it is. But that's just going to take you to the next place, right? Eliminate anal. Fine, we don't like that. Let's focus on something else. Like, let's try to squirt.
But that's what you're so, but that's why it's great that our community has you, because they can talk to you and say, hey, we're into this, we're not into this. And you can say, try this, because this might work for you. You're the boutique kind of approach to try new things. And that's why you're here. That's why we're talking to you, because you're the professional and somebody can talk to you and you can recommend.
Because first of all of, I mean, while we're all set up with the basics, what the variances are your relationships, what your, you know, what your partner is going through, what your kids are going through, what your life looks like, what your previous sex. I mean, there's so many factors into choosing the right sex toy. And like I said, sometimes we're going to get it wrong, but the goal is to get it right, you know? And look, I have an online website. I have an e-commerce site. Everybody can go to it. It's on flirtygirlguide.com. You'll see a tab that says shop. My faves are on there. There is a discount code, 10% off. Just use the code flirtygirl, all one word. But that's not really my favorite way to sell. It's really not, because
it's probably your easiest way to sell.
Easiest, but I gotta tell you, it's not it's not the biggest, like that's not where most of my sales come in. Most of my sales come in through Instagram. And that's
right.
I love that, because then it's a conversation. And that's what I want. Like, I want it out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, that's where I was going with that, was that like it's, you could just have an online and just be like, look at these and this is what it is. But you actually, like, one thing I really do feel from you is that you care about making sure that we get, you know, you want that to be part of our experience of like making it the best it can be and making us the most comfortable we can be. And that's really important. And that's important. I know that's important to me. I think it's even more important to Adam.
Yeah, Adam?
Which is interesting. He actually just went to the bathroom.
Adam, I swear to God.
Right? I know. He does this to me all the time during the podcast. He'll just get up and leave. And I'll be like, you were just in the middle of a fucking conversation.
Like, you missed your cue, guys.
He's like, what? I got to pee. I'm like, but could you just tell me that you're going to go and pee? Like, here I am. Like my heart is bleeding and you like get up and leave. And I'm like, was it something I said?
Well, yeah. I mean, and but, I think that's where I saw a need in the market, right? I saw a need that people weren't getting customized recommendations. Yeah. And it was that idea that there are 25,000 clit vibes. Like, I was just out at a trade show in LA. There's two a year, and it's where all the manufacturers show their newest products or their revamped products. I mean, you walk around that place, which is a whole other hilarious conversation. And 90%, it's 50% clit vibes, 50% dildos. I mean, there are variations on that, but they're all variations on a theme. Like, it's just not that many options. So how do we pull that down? And so that's what I see my sex toy role as, right? And so it's, yes, can you order online? Can all of your listeners order online? Absolutely, guys, totally go there. Flirtygirlguide.com. Use the code flirtygirl, 10% off, totally. But if you want our customized experience, if you want me to know about your life and how to best direct you, then direct message on Instagram is the way to go. And that's my preferred way. It might not be the most efficient way, but that's not my concern. My concern is, how do we get you the best orgasms humanly possible?
That's a fantastic,
I know,
concern.
Right?
You make me want
to. Well, let me tell you something. I don't blame you.
Seriously?
Well, wait a minute. You do. You have mine. Just like,
if you could tell me where it is, I will play with it all day.
All right. That's a deal.
Yeah. Like, do you need a map, Adam? Because I can send you one.
Do you have one? Like a treasure
map? I always say, sometimes, like with guys, I swear to God, sometimes I feel like it's like pin the tail on the fucking donkey. I mean, it's like, is it there? Is it there?
That's why fingers are annoying. That's why sex toys are effective, and let her hold it, because she will show, she knows exactly where it is. Like, you fumbling around, it is annoying, you know?
Right. That's true. And sometimes painful.
Really painful. Really painful. And then all of a sudden I'm dry, yeah, and now we're done. Like, now I don't want to be here.
Right. Exactly. Speaking of dry, wait, I need to add something here. You sent us that lube, the organic lube, which we've used lube before. This was by far the best lube I've ever used. Secondly, I always kind of thought about lube as like, okay, when I'm dry, I'll use lube. But now I sort of feel like, oh my God, it has almost, I mean, obviously when you're dry, you need lube, but you almost, you could be wet and still use lube.
I say this all the time.
I just literally, I'm 41 years old. I just realized this.
Me too. I mean, I didn't realize this until I started this business, that lube makes everything you're doing sexually better. Every single thing. Even if you were having the most vanilla, missionary, basic sex, better with lube.
Mm-hmm. I just learned this.
Fingering, better with lube. You're masturbating, mm-hmm, better with lube. Like, everything is better with lube. Wetter is better. It's true. And it's, I feel like there's shame.
Wetter is better.
There's shame.
I have a question.
I'm going to put that. We need to crochet that on a pillow.
I have a question about wetter is better. Why having sex in water makes it dry?
Water, I'll tell you. Here's the deal. Water is dehydrating to your body parts. It is
Yeah.
And it's probably like chlorine.
Even if you did it in a bathtub, water dries women out. It doesn't make any sense. But the biology or the chemical, whatever, is it dries you out. So shower sex, bathtub sex
are the worst.
You need to
it's so hard.
Silicone lube. Because silicone, water knocks out water. So if you use a water lube in a water environment, they're going to negate each other. So you have to introduce a silicone lube, which will not dilate or dilute. Sorry, thinking about clits, will not dilute in water, and so it will keep that great soft, slick environment. Most people think like, oh, it'll be so great. I mean, you get me in a pool, a tub, a shower, I am like the desert. Like, jamming that thing in is so hard. So in my shower, I keep a bottle of silicone lube. That's like where I mostly use silicone lube.
Oh my God, I could just see one of our kids like going in, because our kids shower and like thinking it's shampoo.
Right? They will never get out of their hair, because basically, I mean, you could use a silicone lube on your hair. Like, you could use it as like an antifrizz. It's the same thing. Like, the John Frieda stuff is just silicone.
Oh.
That's all it is. So you could totally do that. But if you prefer to do it, I recommend putting it on a high shelf. Like, that's where I would put that.
Yes, I think that's probably.
Or just keep it.
Yeah, I mean, that's also better when your kids can't read.
Oh my
God, Mom! Silicone lube.
You're like, it's for my hair, baby.
New kind of conditioner.
Yeah, right. But it's just for mommy. That's why. I mean, it's a good question. Yeah.
Daddies can use it too.
I mean, and just back to the anal thing. It's really the only thing you should be using for anal sex. Because it lasts. You think the water lube that you're using lasts? This thing it's like a cockroach. It never gives up. Like, it just keeps going. So, and it's thicker, it's slicker. It's the only thing to use for anal toys and for anal sex.
So another important question that I think was really good that people asked is, what do we do? You know, my libido is much stronger than my partner's, or my partner's libido is much stronger than mine. How do we deal with this?
That's a huge question. I think that's probably the number one question I get. I am going to tell you, and because I'm straight up and honest, it ain't easy. I don't know that you're ever going to get to a place where you're even. I think a lot of factors are there. We're all on medications. A lot of women are on antidepressants, which really hurt our libidos. Mm-hmm.
caregiving all day, you know, and being tired doesn't help either. Here's what I think the easiest thing to do is, and it might be unpopular, and some people might have a lot of shame and judgment about it, but I don't care. I think you have to, if you're the one with the lower libido, first of all, if you're the one with the higher libido, stop coming on to the one with the lower libido. It makes us feel badly. It makes us annoyed, and it is not going to move you further along to getting laid. Like, just stop. If you know that, like, we're not in the mood, or like, just stop. And I know that's going to feel like giving up, but just trust me here. Like, just work with me, because there's nothing someone with low libido hates more than you keep trying to get on them. Like, that is the worst. So let's just, that's number one. So, but how can we not, how can we change that? So when you do come onto her, it like, or him, it actually works. The person with the low libido has got to figure out what turns them on. And I have yet to meet a person who is not turned on by porn or erotica, some kind of porn, some kind of erotica. There's a reason why those things exist. It's because they work. Now, it might take a little time for you to figure out what kind you like. And I think there's this still among women, like, misunderstanding that porn has to be like really violent or dirty or, you know, aggressive. It totally doesn't. There's so many different kinds of porn. There's audio porn. Like, you could just listen to people having sex, which, by the way, is hot. Holy moly. And yeah, if you go to my website actually, and you go under the blog, I have a whole section on like female friendly porn options with links. So definitely go there to figure that out. But here's what I'm going to say. Once you start watching porn, reading erotica, and you kind of get tingly, like you kind of do. And what I like to say to people is start masturbating. The person with the low libido, watch the porn, read the erotica, and then start getting at it. Don't let yourself come. Don't come yet. Then go find your partner. Then start it. Because you'll already be turned on. You're already going to be like in that headspace. And now let your partner be involved and kind of finish the job together. And that.
It also would be fun to like read the erotica together.
Well, so some couples like that and some couples hate it. Like, this might surprise a ton of people. I do not like watching porn with a partner. Like, I don't want to read. I don't want to read it. I don't want to watch it. That's my private space. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I am daring as hell. I will, if asked to, like, swing from places, like tiny, like do all that stuff. I get so uncomfortable. Like, it makes my skin crawl. Like, I get nervous. I get like, that doesn't work for me. But I know a lot of couples who love doing that and get really turned on by that. But I don't know if that might not help your libido. Like, I do think that sometimes people who suffer from low libido, like, really need their own space first to activate, mm-hmm. you know, their desire. And so I stand by this. I have seen it work. This is like, you know, reader tested. Go watch some porn. Like, if you know that somebody probably wants to have sex with you and you're not into it, or you got to amp yourself up, like, go watch some porn or read some erotica, start masturbating, and then go to your partner and have them continue it with you. So that's how I think you can up one of your libidos. I've had great success with it with myself and with clients. And I think it's not that obvious. And and the thing is that asking a person who has low libido to increase their libido is like asking them to run a marathon. If you think your partner is going to be offended by that, I think you just really have to position it. And it's like, let me just have my foreplay by myself. And then you're going to get laid. Mm-hmm. So like, let me just roll with this mm-hmm. for now. And the partner needs to be understanding. Right. I mean, libido is not just being unattracted to somebody. It's so much deeper than that. And oftentimes it has nothing to do with the partner. It's a bunch of demons and things that we're fighting. The person with the low libido is fighting. So, you know, that needs to be part of it. It's just, unfortunately, ego is such a huge thing in sex and relationships. I wish it wasn't. I wish we could all check our egos at the door. I'm able to do that, but I get, I'm kind of, you know, I'm different. Which is why I could do what I do, but really help if none of us took all this personally. You know, if you're in a supportive relationship where, you know, you just want to be intimate with your partner, then help them out and let them go upstairs and get turned on. Help them out.
Yeah.
Help them out.
Okay. So, all right. So now let's go on to the next step of, you know, what comes next or, for me and Adam and what, you know, what you're thinking as far as, cause like we want to try more.
Yeah. Where should we go from here?
So
you said you had a challenge for us or something.
I have like a Valentine's Day challenge because I think that is like one of these things where almost everybody like moans and groans about it. It's like the Super Bowl of sex, you know, it's like this like big buildup. And so I want you guys to like do, I want to give you guys like a Valentine's Day plan and then you guys do it and tell me what you think, but it definitely involves a new toy, like 100%. And the new toy, I've been vacillating between like which one to send you guys, but I'm actually going to send you guys two.
I kind of would like a clit
sucker.
Okay,
so I was going to go with that.
I'm a clit sucker.
So, you are. But you go to work for like 9 hours a day.
Here's the thing with the clit sucker. And I definitely, that's 100% what I'm going to send you guys. And there's actually a new one that I am loving. And it's a little bit easier to use while having sex. So I'm going to send you the clit sucker. And here's what I'm going to say about it. Mostly it's for you, Danielle. There is a... Yeah,
I'm okay with
there is an alternative use, Adam, for you. But let's talk about Danielle first. So I'm going to send you this clit sucker. It's a new one that I'm kind of obsessed with because not only does it suck, it does like sort of vibrate a little, but it never actually touches your clit. So your clit never gets fatigued, which is kind of amazing. And when you use a traditional vibrator, much like the one you guys have already, the cock ring, your clit gets banged. I mean, it gets vibrated. That's why it's called that. And sometimes that can lead to clit fatigue. And it's that feeling, ladies, when you're like, oh, okay, I'm done. Stop talking. You know, stop touching me. It's that oversensitivity. And what's amazing about this clit sucker is you never get that because it actually never touches your clit, which is like ridiculous. It's so crazy. So the crazy thing about that is that you have this massive full body orgasm that is not even a little bit localized to your like clit and crotch. I mean, it starts off like inside you and then bursts out. And the best part about that is that because you don't get clit fatigue, you can come multiple times. It's insane. I mean, this is a product that you could have 5 orgasms in 5 minutes. Like, it's that crazy. And so when you combine that with intercourse, like when you're doing those two things together, I mean, Adam, like, I don't know, but you should just masturbate like 5 times before she gets on top of you because you're going to need to last like forever because she's just going to keep going and going and going. And like, if you crap out on her, like, it's just... You gotta stay with her. It's that intense. But Danielle, you have to.
Or he can just go
and
to
you
bed.
Can keep going. Yeah, for sure.
Totally. I'm okay with that.
I'll watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Just watch her. I mean, how hot is that? Like watching your partner come like crazy? I mean, it's pretty hot. Danielle, you gotta use it by yourself first because you gotta figure out like what setting and like how it works and you know all that kind of stuff and test it out, like how many orgasms can you have, what is, you know, like just figure that out first and do it before Valentine's Day and then I mean lay that sucker out and tell me what happens.
Okay.
It's insane.
No pressure.
But and I honestly don't think I'm overselling this, like I don't think I'm over exaggerating on like how good it is. Now the alternative use, Adam, for you and or Danielle, is that you can actually attach it to a nipple if you're a nipple person. I mean, there's thousands of... So
that was my take to this thing, that I can attach it to a nipple.
Totally. 100%. If you're a nipple guy, If you get I mean, sometimes, you know, lots of guys like get super turned on by their nipples being played or sucked with. And so just jam that thing on there. Oh man, that thing's awesome. And alternatively, you could do that to Danielle. You know, you guys could play with it that way. We have thousands of nerve endings in our nipples. And this is such a cool sensation. So multi-use, definitely multi-use for sure. Yeah. It's,
yeah, it'll be fun. And it's fun with the multi-use to try those things too. Yeah, because like
totally
figuring out
how Danielle right now has like the Joker smile.
She's so excited. She's so excited.
Well, I have to say, I'm not to sound, and listen, I totally get that. I mean, men need to get off with sex and everything too, but I'm sorry, but it is harder for us as women. And so when there's something that is like just for us, I feel like as a husband, you'd just be like, okay. I mean, how many times have you like come and I haven't, yeah. I mean, I feel like in some ways good for us for like fucking finally being able to have something that, you know, we can always get out. You know, I feel like we need to have.
Yeah. Okay. So
especially after kids, especially premenopause, especially with our bodies changing and everything, like we just need the extra help. And I feel like a little bit guys have it easier sometimes.
So women need on average between 13 and 16 minutes to orgasm. Men need under 5. I mean, that's a massive disparity. And men are, it's much harder for men to multiple orgasm. I mean, it, some can do it, but once they finish, usually they're done. So impossible. I mean, so it's really hard. Yeah. So that's the challenge, right? It's a huge challenge. And I just, you want to talk about gender equality? Is that serious need? There's serious disparity in orgasm. Satisfaction in bed between men and women. And I just think it's total bullshit that men get to come every single time and we don't. Crap that.
Right. I agree.
Fuck that. I agree. And so the truth is, and I'm sure I've said this before on your show, 70% of women need clitoral stim to orgasm. 70. And like we said before, your little finger is kind of annoying. That's why you need a sex toy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why, you know, like it just has to happen. And that's how we roll. And Adam, you should be kind of jealous about the clit because we, unlike your cock, which has multiple uses, you know, peeing, coming, co-creating, all that stuff. Our clits were solely created for pleasure. It has zero other function. There is no other purpose on our bodies than to provide us with pleasure. I mean, how damn cool is that?
Like, yeah, that's cool.
That's why I said it.
I don't blame you. Like, I don't blame you. Like, that is so
cool. Can I scotch tape a clit to the head of my penis and then
really?
You know, I keep saying this, that I really think, like, evolutionarily, like, I hope in a million years, cocks come with vibrators. Like, I think that would be the most amazing thing ever. That'd right? be great.
Can I add one thing about Valentine's Day? And as far as like, so a lot of people said, yes, I would love to get a sex toy from my significant other and vice versa. You know, I would love to give my own or whatever, but can I just preface with, if Adam was to give me a sex toy on Valentine's Day or, you know, the Friday night after or the Saturday night or whatever, if all day he hadn't done anything to romantic or, you know, to show me, you know, help me or show me or anything, any other gestures. And I walked into the bedroom that night and he just gave me a sex toy. I'd probably be kind of pissed.
That's what we were talking about before, right?
So yeah. But if he throughout the day or, you know, or vice versa, whatever the, you know, what, whoever is the one giving it, you know, your, whatever partner is giving it, if throughout the day you're doing things to sort of set the stage for later and saying sweet things or writing sweet notes or, you know, helping around the house, or you've arranged like for the kids to go out and you make a nice dinner or whatever it is, and then they gave this, he gave me the sex toy, I mean, it would be a gazillion times better. Okay,
so that's what I think your challenge needs to be, right? Like, that's what I would hope you guys would do. I would hope that, Adam, she just told you exactly what she wants, right? So I think do it. Do that. Love her. Right,
no
love
more
her
saying,
with
no
action.
Saying that I don't,
okay.
And no more saying that I don't care about Valentine's Day. That's bullshit. He keeps saying, but you don't care about
no,
Valentine's
we care.
Day.
You care. Of course.
Yeah.
You care.
I don't know why you think that.
I just never, you're not the type of person who cares about those kinds of things.
I care about any time when you're going to show me you love me.
Right. You don't care about Valentine's Day. You care about just being loved on a daily basis. You don't care about, like, it's a.
You act like you're romantic on a daily basis, so
I
don't
do
need Valentine's
way
Day.
More. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
Wait, I just wanted to say something. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about women and Valentine's Day, I think, and that's exactly what your follower said. Is it a Hallmark holiday? Hell yes. Is it the Super Bowl of sex and there's all this pressure? Hell yes. But the bottom line is it culturally exists, okay? Everybody knows February 14th. So we're going to feel bad and unloved if you don't, partner, you don't come to the table with something that means something to us. And then we're going to be, just as you said, resentful as hell if then you think we're about to have like kinky birthday sex, you know? Like that's just, no, we don't want that. So the point is, even if it has to, in advance, and this is not sexy, but in advance, say like, hey, you know what would be great this Valentine's Day if you X, Y, and Z. Then partner, do X, Y, and Z. Okay, so you guys, the challenge is, Adam, she's just told you what she wants for Valentine's Day, which is you to, you know, help her with the physical stuff so she can feel emotionally taken care of and loved. And Adam, you tell her what you want from Valentine's Day, and it cannot just be sex. Okay, like it just can't not be, the answer cannot just be a blowjob. Like, yeah, it has to be something else, some other way that she can show you love.
Like,
I don't know. You tell me, like, what could she do to show you love? Like, I don't know, like, go to the post office when you asked her to? Like, I don't know. Like, everybody has their own ways of feeling loved. Or, like, watch the show that she hates that you love, right, before you go to bed. Like, something. Right. Fold your laundry. Like, I don't know what. Freaking, you know, sew the sock that she's promised to do for 18 months and haven't bought.
Sew the sock.
Sew the sock. Do you know my
like,
wife?
But that's the point, right? Like,
my wife does not sew the sock.
Nobody wants to be sewing.
No, I get
anything.
It. Yeah. I mean, I can't either. Like when I see a rip in my kids' like pants, I'm like, well, I'll just throw those out, even though it's on the scene. Seam. I'm like, well, those
absolutely.
Are not, you know.
Fuck that. I'm like, it's wrinkled, yeah, throw it out, I'll buy a new one.
100%. But, like, be the same to each other. The physical act, you know, this is the thing that people don't understand. And I've spent a lot of money in therapy to get this little tidbit. So I'm saving everybody, you know, love is not a feeling. It's a verb. Like that blew my mind. Like love is not actually a feeling. It's a verb. You have to verb somebody in order for them to feel loved. So what you guys are saying to each other, or what you need to say to each other on Valentine's Day, and this is the challenge, how can I verb you with love, right? And then hopefully what I want to know is when you guys do go upstairs and you do try this new toy, what happens? What's the result of that? That's what I want to know. That's the challenge. Can you guys do it?
Can you do it?
Me?
Yeah. Oh! Exactly.
But does that make sense?
Of course.
Say, does that make sense?
Say, I feel so listened to and understood.
Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes total sense and I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
And that sort of like takes the pressure off of like, oh God, I got to bring her. Whatever. It's like you feel you have to do on Valentine's Day. Right. Like, yeah. And she might say to you, like, and your listeners, husband, you know, partners, your partner might come to you and be like, it would mean a lot to me if you brought me flowers.
No, not just bring me flowers. Then you take care of
it. Yeah. No, bring my wife, I didn't bring Danielle flowers.
I don't want to water anything. No. I don't want to put that stupid
powder,
fucking,
the powder.
All right. So am I revealing to people before Valentine's Day what the product
is?
Yeah.
So here's the product.
Or no?
So I'm going to tell you and then you can, you know, tell people. So I'm going to send you the Lalo Sona. That's what it's called. It's Lalo Sona. It is available on my website. You guys can buy it there. I can help you buy it through Instagram. But that is the product. Lalo Sona. That is my new favorite clit sucker. I'm going to send it to you in black. Okay. For whatever reason, I like sex toys in black. I think they're sexier.
Wait, so it sucks Danielle's clit and it sucks my nipple.
Shh, can you, upstairs, can you stop screaming?
She's got AirPods in. I feel like it's unfair.
Oh, come on.
Oh, clit versus nipple. Like, I don't want to stick something on my fucking nipple.
Adam, this is optional. That is optional.
For once.
All right.
This isn't like a recipe. Like, first place on nipple, then place on clit. Like, it's not a recipe.
We'll play with it and see.
Danielle, lube your clit before you attach it. Don't put the lube in the clit head. I mean, in the sucker head. You'll get like a bubbling sound. It's totally fine, but just to avoid the bubble sounds, put it on your clit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, well, this is fun. We love talking to you.
Too. I just want to say your followers are amazing. Thank you.
Yes, they really are. I mean, not to sound.
No, they are. I have to say.
Not to sound like, I know. No,
no, we have.
We really have the best audience you guys in the world.
I continue to get the outpouring that I got from being on the other episode. It was insane. And it wasn't just to sell sex toys. It was so many women and moms coming and saying, thank you for saying the things. Like, I feel more understood now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not alone. Yeah. And those honestly mean more to me than the people who, you know, want a sex toy. I mean, I'll take your money. That's awesome. But I love all that.
I honestly, like, this, the Marriage and Martinis community is the coolest thing I've ever been a part
for
of.
For sure.
It is. I can't even, like I said, every episode I wait for some kind of backlash. You know, there's always one or two people who, you know, you're like, you know what, leave. Nobody wants you here. But, you know, but for the most part, people are, I can't even begin to tell you, like we're out, like people like us are out there. Like, we want to just accept and be and understand. And it's everything I could have hoped for more. It's
really they're amazing. And I'm so thankful to like be integrated into it and a part of it. And I love hearing.
Well, we're so happy you are too. You are, you know, are obviously I've become our resident sex expert. Sure. So thank you.
I love it. Thanks for having me, babe.
All right. Yeah. So we will be in touch about the results.
The Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I mean, I hope it goes well.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Well. Me too.
Yeah. Brooke, thank you for getting my wife off.
You're welcome. And extending your sex time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I gave you 20 extra minutes.
The other night I said to Danielle, hey, did you charge that thing? She was like, she said, no.
It wasn't charged.
I said, yeah, I'm going to bed.
Right. Right. I know. I didn't charge it.
Yeah. I got addicted to it.
I know.
It's that good.
Yeah. I hear you. I use that thing weekly.
All right. Thank you so much, Brooke.
Love you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.